about 100,000 acres of wetlands, coastal wetlands, and other forms of habitat around the Great Lakes have been restored. That's a big deal. We've supported the work to keep Asian carp from becoming established in the Great Lakes. And so far, we're winning on that one. We haven't won. The battle continues, and we still need to keep up the fight. But as far as we know, Asian carp have not made it into the Great Lakes in self-sustaining populations. So we want to keep up that effort. Another one, beaches are getting healthier. For example, in Chicago, beach closing, swimming bans were at a five-year low, based in part on the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
What do you think is most critical pressing ahead now with the second phase? What is most critical, do you think?
Yeah, well, this answer may surprise you, but I think the most critical thing right now is to battle complacency. It can seem overwhelming to restore the Great Lakes. It can seem like a real task to try to breathe a new life back into these waterways that we all love and care about. But it's like anything else that is a big job. You take it one step at a time, and every year you do more and you accelerate your efforts. And the key issues don't change all that much from year to year. They may vary a little bit by the decade, but I think in the coming years, for the next increment of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, we're looking at continuing the fight against invasive species like Asian carp. We're looking at reducing runoff from farmlands that can cause harmful algae downstream. We're looking at cleaning up our toxic hotspot areas of concern, places around Milwaukee Harbor and the rivers that still have toxic sediments in them that need to get cleaned up. Rebuilding habitat, and of course, just making sure that we're accountable for getting all these things done.
One of the concerns that many people are focused on are lake levels.
Sure.
Erratic weather that we have. Is that becoming increasingly front page? We have to think of this in every endeavor that we take on to improve the health of the Great Lakes?
Well, you're asking a fantastic question, and I'm hoping that when we have the public meeting that people give us their best ideas about how we can use the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to ensure the resiliency of the Great Lakes system. And I do think part of it means building into every effort, every project, a component that ensures that that project, the results of that project won't get wiped out or damaged over time as a result of extreme weather conditions that we're seeing. So I do think that that's part of it. I really believe that if we do all of the things that we say we're going to do under the existing action plan and what I know will be the next iteration of that action plan, all of those things combined will help make the Great Lakes ecosystem much more resilient in the face of extreme weather.
Tonight you're holding a public forum in
okay.
Milwaukee. You're going to be moving on to another, and you've got webcasts in between. What are you hearing so far from people?
So we kicked off our public forums last week. We did a webinar, which was really helpful. We had a public meeting in Buffalo Tuesday night. And one of the things that we are hearing from people is, number one, keep the investments coming. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is just a tremendous accelerator for getting good work done to help keep the Great Lakes healthy. Another thing that we're hearing from people is, while we keep the good work going on the ground and in the water, don't forget to educate the next generation. If we think the issues and the problems that we're facing, the management decisions that we're facing today are complex, they're going to be much more complex in the future. And we've got to get the next generation ready to be able to handle the decisions that they're going to have to make to help manage the Great Lakes and pick up that mantle. So those are just a few things that we're hearing. One of the great things about this region is that people are not shy. They have a lot of ideas about the Great Lakes, and just as the Great Lakes are big, we have just as many ideas out there coming from people about how we need to target our efforts across the board.